Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Wednesday, this hump day, you made it half the week. Come on, you know. I know football season came to an end, and the weekend, well, you're kind of looking forward to it. You're kind of not. I get it. I understand it. Okay. No problem there. But we're getting through, right? We're getting through together. We're all hanging in there. Nothing wrong with that. Welcome to the program. I'm the Big Unit Bill Michaels. We got Sam Schmitz is across from me. Evan Heffelfinger's here. Radio Joe Zanzola is off. Joe is back when, Sam? Tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Tomorrow, because I saw the picture from Mike Clemens that said wheels up. I guess they were leaving San Francisco yesterday.
Yeah, I think they got to drive back from Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So they took the extra day out there. I wonder if they made it into, like, Chinatown, into the Italian area, to Stinking Rose or anything like that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So maybe we'll, do we have Mike today? We don't have Mike today, do we?
No, not today.
Okay, not today. We have Mike at the end of the week, though. So we'll talk to Mike, see what Mike ended up doing with Radio Joe Zanzola. In the meantime, last night, I got home last night, and I changed clothes, got comfortable, did a little workout in the gym. I went downstairs, did a little workout in the gym. And I got my laptop. I got one of those laptop desks, you know, that sits on your lap, you know. So I sat in the big leather chair, put my feet up on the ottoman. They had a documentary, not the Netflix documentary, but a different documentary on Aaron Hernandez last night on, I think it was on ID. It was like a two-hour special. So I sat down and put that on, and I pulled up the All-22. And I thought, I am going to see what's out there regarding the All-22 for what went wrong with the Green Bay Packers. And I got to admit, a lot of it was communication again. It wasn't like it was awful. But what you saw was a lot of confusion, specifically on the right side of the offensive line. You saw Aaron Rodgers, who did not have a great game, had a good game, but not a great game. There's two glaring things, and there was a breakdown. It's I think it's called a quarterback school. It's on YouTube, and I was watching that last night, and they're going through the reads and progression of where Aaron's eyes are and the split second he has and this and that. And there was a couple that he just he didn't look at. He just, for whatever reason, didn't look at. Didn't look at Devontae, or was looking at Devontae, didn't look at anybody else. And it's kind of the same stuff we've talked about. But there are times where it was just the blocking up front. They were pulling tackles from one side of the line, defensive tackles from one side of the line to the other. And while they're rushing five and the Packers are blocking with seven, so you would assume you should be able to have this. They did such a good job of pulling guys around, and they pull a tackle, but bring two linebackers from the opposite side to flood a zone. And you saw Billy Turner looking side to side. He didn't know where to go. And by the time he missed one guy, he went to get the next guy, and he whiffed. And then there was one where Jamal Williams saw two guys coming, and he didn't know which guy to go after. You know, so you could see where, when they lined up, where the responsibilities were. But San Francisco did such a good job at shifting guys all over the place in that defensive front, and they're so fast that sometimes Aaron Rodgers just didn't have a chance to get rid of the football. The interception to Geronimo Allison was not Aaron Rodgers' fault. Let me say that. I know there was. I was one of the people that said, "Man, that was a terrible throw." If I look at it correctly, Geronimo Allison just flat out overran the zone. He should have just turned around and sat in the zone. Aaron Rodgers had thrown the ball before Geronimo Allison ever turned around. It was Geronimo's fault. Now you understand why he doesn't trust Geronimo Allison. It was Geronimo's fault. Because Aaron takes three steps, fires into the zone. And you can clearly see the play worked. Because they ran off the coverage. Safety starts to fade in the opposite direction. You've got corner coverage on the outside. Geronimo's coming out of the slot. And he just flat out overran the zone, which is the reason the ball was behind him. And the reason Aaron Rodgers looked just so pissed off. Because he's thinking, I trusted this guy again, and you screwed me. You know, if you're gonna drop a ball, that's one thing. If you're going to run out of a zone and it's an easy pick, that's another. And that's what happened. So not all of it was on Aaron. And then defensively speaking, it was just the Packers stayed in base and they just ran it down their throats. They allowed offensive linemen and Kittle and other blockers to get downfield into the secondary and just open holes up for a far distance. That third and eight in which Mostert ran for a touchdown, he wasn't touched till he got to the safety. I mean, it was easy. It was easy to get through. So I sat down and went through the All-22 last night. And I got to tell you, it was just a masterful piece of coaching, of misdirection, and of physicality by the 49ers that allowed them to win that game. And the Packers were very basic, and the Packers were outmanned. You know, outmanned and outcoached. And it's a tremendous learning curve for Mike Pettine, for Matt LaFleur, for Nathaniel Hackett, for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it was just, they did some really, really good things. And you got to give a lot of credit to the San Francisco 49ers. I know it sucks, but that's the truth. So, now that I've gone through it, I will say this. I know that, and we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur coming up a little bit later on, okay? Matt LaFleur's press conference is a long one, okay? So you're going to hear that coming up in a couple of hours, all right? But the first question, I can't say I'm going to leave you in suspense because it's already happened, so I do want to talk about it a little bit, but one of the things that specifically was asked is the future of Mike Pettine. And it's not that I expected him to go, no, Mike's a quality coach, Mike's staying, you know, we want him on our staff. But the, well, we, you know, played pretty well. We did some good things. That last game, though, just, you know, and it sounded kind of like, oh, wait a minute. And then he said, well, we're going to evaluate everything. That didn't sound like a vote of confidence to me. Just an FYI. But, now let me ask you this. You're 2 years into Mike Pettine. Mike Pettine has had a track record of success. Remember that. It's not like he just forgot it. He's had a track record of success and of defenses in the top 10, top 15 until he got to Green Bay. And he took a really bad defense last year and made something out of them. He took a decent defense this year and made something out of them. I just don't think they have the player personnel to compete. I'm not blaming the coach. I like Mike Pettine. Do you? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. After what I saw, and the way they did it, I just don't think they had the player personnel to compete. They've got guys. They've got some real studs. Zadarius and Preston Smith obviously became anchors. Kenny Clark in the middle was very, very solid. He did not get pushed around. But he's getting double and triple teamed at times. You know why? Because they can handle Tyler Lancaster. And they can handle Dean Lowry. They can handle those guys one-on-one. They can handle Blake Martinez downfield one-on-one. That's the reason defenses get seal blocks and you don't get to the ball carrier. And then when you get downfield, you've got an ailing Adrian Amos. You've got an ailing Jair Alexander. I like their secondary. You can always get some depth, but do you blame Mike Pettine for this? I don't. Convince me otherwise, but I don't. I don't blame Pettine one bit. I think Brian Gutekunst did the best he could this offseason, and he fortified certain areas and made this team better. But I think he's got a monumental task ahead of him. And as much as we can talk about the coaching, it's Brian Gutekunst right now. Because you wanted to blame Ted Thompson for not getting the personnel. Well, Gutekunst is trying to clean up the mess from 2 years ago. And you're giving them an offseason to do it. I think I keep the coaching staff together. Just my opinion, but I think I keep them together. Let's go to Lim O'Brien, listening to us in Maguanago. How you doing, Lim O'Brien? What's happening, man?
Hey, you're in it. It's always great to hear your show. My philosophy, looking at and I taped the game and I rewatched it. And you can't make a racehorse out of a Clydesdale. They just seem slow to the point of attack. I can't remember last time I seen a defense consistently get beat around the edges. Those two jet sweeps made the Packers definitely have to be aware that they need speed on defense. I think Clark is good, but I think they need some bulk up in the middle. He's a little undersized. And they definitely – you need one of those in-your-face, smash-mouth middle linebackers that can cover the tight end and then can just cause disruption. They have nice guys. The Smith brothers were fine. But when I rewatched that game, when you have three players that take up about 40% of the salary cap, basically they're all the boss in that game. Za'Darius Smith was out of – he seemed to – instead of pushing the outside people back in, he allowed him. He was out of containment and out of position and several times let him get around the edge. And it was frustrating even watching it the second time because now you can stop and start. And they just seemed out of position. I would definitely keep Pettin. He's not the problem. You can only do with what you have. And they were lacking in certain areas. And you could see where the Packers really consistently throughout the year, no matter what team they're playing, they got gashed up the middle and down the middle. And when those plays are going for 15 to 30 yards, I mean, I don't care what kind of defense you have. It's unacceptable to see a guy on 3rd and 8 run for a touchdown. And he barely was touched, I think, at the 1 yard line. By then, his momentum carried him in. I would keep Pettin. I think that would be a scapegoat to use him. He's got a track record. I would at least give him one or two more years and see what Gutekunst and the draft can do. And they definitely need a monster tight end and another receiver. They just can't go into another season with Davante Adams and a bunch of cast-offs.
Right.
And that's my opinion. I'll listen to what you guys are saying. Great show as always.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. 855-830-8648. I'm in agreement. I mean, pretty much what you said. I think that they've got to continue to upgrade the personnel. I think that Mike Pettin would be kind of a scapegoat. Philosophically speaking, unless there's something as far as a difference goes between Mike Pettin and Matt LaFleur, or Matt LaFleur wants to do something different, or the personnel that they want to bring in don't fit whatever type of scheme it is that Mike Pettin wants to run, whatever it may be. I just think that tossing Mike Pettin out and changing schemes again, I don't know if that's in the best interest of the team. I would be, and not to mention, Mike Pettin's been a head coach. He's a guy that maybe Matt LaFleur leaned on a little bit during this season, and I don't know if you want to toss that experience out the door either. Now, again, I'm not behind the walls of 1265 consistently, but what I saw, you can only scheme so much. When guys are getting beat one-on-one downfield and can't shed blocks, there's not much you can do about it, you know, as a defensive coordinator. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Tomorrow night, 6 to 8, we're going to be closing things out. The Bill Michaels Huddle, the final one of this season. We are going to be on the road over at the New Berlin Ale House. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. Looking forward to tomorrow night. Come on out and say hello. We're just going to have kind of a big therapy session and start making our picks for Super Bowl and having a really good time. So come on out tomorrow night. Going to join us over there at New Berlin Ale House on Cleveland Avenue, right there at Cleveland and Cleveland and Moreland Road, just about as a matter of fact. The old Kuglich's Bowl. Come on out and hang out with us for a little bit. That is the Bill Michaels Huddle, brought to you by Bud Light. We got more coming up. We'll get Mike, Bill, Todd, Erica, cast of thousands, all on hold. Stay tuned right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Sticking with what you got with Pettin and company there?
Yeah, I mean, we're still working through everything right now. You know, just trying to evaluate everything. Like you said, I think our defense did a lot of great things. Obviously, the last game was really disappointing in terms of our performance. It just wasn't good enough, especially when you get to a championship game like that and you know what's at stake and, you know, just all across the board. It wasn't just the defense. Our offense and special teams weren't up to par as well. I was just disappointed with, it didn't seem like we had the same energy and effort that we had displayed throughout the course of the season.
Energy and effort. Welcome back to the program. Those are never good words when your head coach says we don't have the same energy and effort. Going to talk more about it. Mike Pettine, it's not a vote of confidence right there when you hear the head coach of the Green Bay Packers talk about their defensive prowess. Going back and watching the film, and I'm sure he has too, but going back and watching this, I saw a lot of individual efforts that just overwhelmingly didn't get the job done. As much as we want to talk about scheme and what they ran and running fronts and just didn't get the job done. When you're man-to-man, just not getting it done, there's only so much a coach can do. They can put you in a position to be successful. It's then up to you to be successful. So we'll see what happens. By the way, our friends, speaking of being successful, you want to be successful? You are looking for a career, not a job, right? Right? Specialty Machining, where they really believe in taking care of the customer and their employees. That is our friends over at Pindell in New Berlin, Wisconsin. They've got a tremendous product. They've got a great company. If you're looking to become part of a truly winning team, go to their website. Go to Pindell.com, P-I-N-D-E-L.com. Whether it's machining, whether it's grafting, whatever it happens to be, they do it over there. Many different parts travel all around the world. And they do many different things, whether it's computerized CAD graphics, whether it's just spindles and press operators, whatever it happens to be, go to Pindell.com because they are hiring quality people right now. That is Pindell.com. Hey, speaking of quality, real quick, our friends over at the Water Doctors, H2, the letter O, doctors.com. I've told you this before. The Connecticut water softening system is the best. It's hands down the best. I've owned 3 homes. This thing travels with me. I cut it out, take it with me. They remove it. They replace it. They put another one in, whatever it happens to be. And I take it with me. Why? Because when it became health and fitness time years and years and years and years ago, and I drink a ton of water, the reverse osmosis system that Connecticut has is second to none. It's fantastic, okay? That's the one thing I believe in. And then when it comes to clothes and dishes and showers and everything else that it is you do, boy, oh boy, it's huge to have clean, refreshed, clean water, if you know what I mean. And I had it hooked up to one of our spigots in the garage, and when I washed my car, no water spots. That was huge. That's the Connecticut Water Softening System. So check out H2TheLetterO.com. That's H2TheLetterO.com. H2TheLetterO.com. Let's get back to the phone calls. Your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers, their defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine. Mike, Mike on the south side. Let's go to Mike. Mike, how are you doing today, man? What's up?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good today, man. What's going on?
See, I totally agree with you with Pettine. I think he, and like LaFleur was saying, there was a lot of good things that happened with our defense. And so it's his second year. You got some new pieces in the Smith brothers. So don't change something. You let it get better. Bring more guys in, you know, build it up. And you got to let the guys keep on communicating with each other. You can't change stuff when they're starting to learn each other, especially on defense. It's just tough. You know, and I don't like when people say, you know, let's all start over again. So what are we going to do next year when we start over with a new defense coordinator? Are we going to even win 10 games? Or are we going to win 9 games? You know?
Well, next year I look and I think to myself that, well, you've got a legitimate shot to be as good, if not better, next year. You know, now the one thing that's going to play a determining factor is injuries. And this year they had... they were about as healthy as they've been in almost 2 decades, since really like 2014. But as far as games missed by players specifically, this was minimal this year. That's the one thing that next year you can't count on again. You just can't, not in the NFL, because to be this healthy is almost based upon luck. You know what I mean?
Yep, totally. And with the first year head coach and where we were at, was so unreal that we were able to win as many games as we were, and people not liking what LaFleur's doing. And I just don't get that either. He's a first-year head coach who won 14 games. That's unheard of, you know.
Right.
For being as young as he is, too, in the NFL, it's just I just like what we're what direction we're going in, and I just hope they don't change it.
Philosophically, I think it remains the same. I appreciate the phone call. I don't want to look at a guy that's had a track record of success as a failure because he is trying to rebuild a defense that was allowed to kind of falter away. You know, they're not sticking square pegs in round holes anymore, you know? that last year was the first year they went out and said, okay, we got to find guys that actually play these positions. And they're trying to do that. You know, they went out and found real corners, not a guy that was playing center field for a college baseball team that happened to be a guy that could track down a ball in center field. You know, they're not trying to find basketball players that can have leaping ability, either be a wide receiver or a safety. They're actually finding cornerbacks. They're actually trying to find safeties. So hopefully this offseason bodes well for Brian Gutekunst. As much as we talk about Matt LaFleur and Mike Pettine, this is a big, big offseason for Brian Gutekunst. You know, I don't expect, and I hate to say this because he brought a championship here, but I don't expect the Ted Thompson philosophy of we're going to go find the diamond in the rough. Damn it, you got, if you really believe that Aaron Rodgers has this window from, because he's going to be 37 next year, or this year actually, this December. If you believe that Aaron Rodgers at the age of 37 has a window, say from now until the age of 41, You can't wait for a guy to come of age in 4 years or 3 years. You don't have it. You don't have that kind of time. I've been preaching this for the last 2 years. You don't have that kind of time anymore. You got to push your chips to the middle of the table now. You know, I understand the viability monetarily of the franchise. Yes, I get it. There is a fine line that you have to walk, and it's very tough to balance everything and keep your feet on the wire, okay? But if you believe that this is your time, much like the Brewers, okay, you only have Christian Yelich for a period of time, okay? If you waste it by saying, well, we're going to base our baseball plan off our business plan, and we don't want to do this, and we don't want to spend too much here, then it's like, you know what, just get rid of them. Just get rid of them now. Just do it. Don't waste our time. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's not all Aaron's fault. As much grief as people want to give the quarterback, and I've been right there with you, it's not all Aaron's fault. Aaron is a very intelligent quarterback. This year he had some misses. But I also think that when you start to look at some of the things that he's been discussing, and I talk about trust issues, sometimes it's hard because you just got to throw the damn football. But when you look at a guy overrunning a zone and you throw a pick because of it, it's hard to go back to that guy. It's hard not to go to him on the sideline and say, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing this to me again? You know? So it's not all Aaron, but if you believe the window's open, the chips have to go to the middle of the table. You only have two legitimate years, maybe three, before you start the backside, and then everybody's talking about when we're going to draft a quarterback, what kind of guy are they going to get, is he going to come into this system, are they Tim Boyle, is he going to be the next guy, I mean, all that kind of stuff. Okay, but Aaron's never wavered. He wants to continue to play. He found fun in football this year, but I think there were some legitimate levels of frustration. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Todd, listening to us in Menominee Falls. Todd, how you doing today, man? What's up? Todd! Okay, Todd's clearly listening in the car. Let's go to Eric, listening to us in Madison. Eric, how you doing, man? What's up?
Good, Bill. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well today, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, I got to say, right now, Brian Gutekunst's worst enemy is Ted Thompson. His drafting was just horrid the last couple years. That said, and I said this for a reason, this man's only been GM for two off seasons. He's done a heck of a job so far, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and honestly, the best thing you can do for the defense is besides get players, obviously, you need a more consistent offense. So how about we actually look at getting guys like Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper is going to cost you a boatload. Now, if you get him, you certainly have become one of the best wideout tandems in all of football. I completely agree with you there. But it's going to cost you a boatload to get him.
Yeah. Well, that's just the thing.
Yeah.
You're going to end up releasing Jimmy Graham. So there's $10 million. You're probably going to lose Bulaga, so we're going to need a right tackle. That said, if you can get somebody like an Amari Cooper to go with Davante Adams and use a high draft pick for a wide receiver, you're three deep. We're already two or three deep at running back, a Hall of Fame quarterback. Somehow, some way, if you sign Bulaga and he can actually be healthy, then maybe go out and get a road grader for an offensive guard,
mm-hmm.
or a right guard. We got ourselves a top-line offense. And honestly, I still think you have enough money to buy at least a top-end defensive end to go with our nose tackle, Kenny Clark. And at least that puts Tyler, was it Lancaster?
Mm-hmm.
At least that puts him as a backup nose tackle. The man tries hard. I give him credit. I don't think he's a starter. I mean, I think he'd be very well to be a backup nose tackle.
Right.
And you know, you still got high draft picks, a couple inside linebackers with speed, and I think we're in. Mike Pettine's done a very nice job. He just hasn't been left a whole lot with the way Ted drafted and his lack of free agency his last couple years. I mean, the one thing people got to remember, Ted Thompson took 5 years to build a championship.
Right.
That's true. We can't deny him that. He also had John Snyder, he had John Dorsey, and he had, what was it, Reggie McKenzie? Reggie McKenzie or Keith McKenzie? I can never keep those two straight.
Reggie McKenzie was the player personnel guy, yeah.
Yeah, he had three future GMs on his staff with him. After those three guys left, our drafting went kaput for the most part.
No, I agree. John Dorsey was a guy that they really, really missed once he left. And it took him a little while to kind of overcome that, so to speak.
Yeah, and, you know, he did a pretty decent job at Kansas City, just never got to the promised land. He went to Cleveland, and they went their own ways.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously he's not going to go back to Green Bay and be Bryant's assistant.
No, obviously.
That's not going to happen. He's going to get a GM job somewhere else.
He'll get a job. I don't know if he's going to get a GM job right away. Right now he's going to get paid to go do nothing, but he'll get it maybe at the very least an assistant GM job or a scout job somewhere for sure, because he's a hell of a talent evaluator.
He can work on his golf game for an offseason,
right.
I guess, huh?
Right. No doubt.
Good thing.
Yep. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board 855-830-864. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Went in there today. And some people taking out that Cheese Mountain Pizza. I told you, that thing's really, 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 really good. Stop into Quick Trip. Use your Quick Rewards card. You get some change off at the gas pump, which is always nice. I got 5 cents off today and got a car wash today just because I've been using the Quick Rewards card almost every darn day. Stop in. Check it out. Great friends of Quick Trip. Great friends of the program as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael's Show, we are here. We are glad you are along for the ride. I'm the Big Bill Michaels. Got Sam across from me. Evan's behind the glass. Everybody's here today. What's our intern's name? I keep forgetting.
Joe?
Mm-hmm. Evan? Evan's mic on? Evan?
Robbie.
Okay. You have no idea who the hell you're talking about, Sam. Joe. Joe's our intern. Jody intern. He's got a mug that says Jody intern on it. So Robbie's here as well. We got everybody in the house. Radio Joe's and Zola will be back tomorrow. Him and Mike Clemens are doing the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles across the country, getting back to Minneapolis, then driving home from Minneapolis back to Milwaukee. And we'll hear all the stories, details, and everything coming up tomorrow. By the way, let me pause for a moment here. Let Radio Joe go. Leave him alone. He didn't do anything wrong. Poor Radio Joe, just taking a beating. He's been to Big Ten championship games, NFC championship games. He's been to games in which teams have won. So he's not like the black cloud of doom when it comes to... Then again, when it's championship games, maybe it is. I don't know. But leave Joe alone. Joe's just taking a beating. It's bad enough his mom calls a program and calls him a loser. Then you got to then take a beating from the fan base. Holy mackerel. So anyway... back at it. If you want to chime in, 855-830-8648. Hey, a reminder. Go and follow us over on all the different platforms, okay? We are broadcasting today live from the Team Hochberg Studios. Go visit my guy David and his team at 56david.com. We are taking the studios on the road late Friday night, early Saturday morning. And I say that because I got to be at the airport at like 2 a.m. But we are heading down to Miami. We're going to be in Miami beginning on Saturday. So, you want to follow us on the platforms, on all the social media. Twitter, follow us @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can follow me on the Facebook fan page. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow and make sure you look for the blue check mark. I'm doing more now over on Instagram. You can follow us there as well, TheRealBillMichaels. You can follow me there. And then over on YouTube, we're going to put some stuff up on YouTube, just simply Bill Michaels. You can find everything over at BillMichaelsSports.com. But the best way to listen to us is right there on the lady, or the lady, the radio.com app. Okay? The radio.com app. So you can find us there as well. So plenty of different ways to get in touch with us. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. Let's go to Todd, listening to us in Menominee Falls. Todd, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Pretty good. Sorry about that before. I got Bluetooth, and I'm having a hard time figuring it out.
That's okay. Shoot.
I've been watching football since the 70s, and I've never seen more of an embarrassment to a defense. I've never seen a quarterback only throw 8 passes before.
Right. Well, I get it. When they run it right down your throat and you can't – the old adage in football is, we're going to do it until you stop us. And if you can't stop them, why not keep doing it, you know?
I just think it can't be overlooked. I think somebody has to go from this. It was terrible. It was embarrassing. I mean, Green Bay was an embarrassment this weekend. I mean, their sports shows, TV show, right? They're all laughing at Green Bay. Someone's got to go. And the problem is we have the nicest coach in the NFL. I don't think he can – I don't know how he's going to possibly ever let a – All his coaches are older than him, probably, right? I mean,
well, right in there, yeah. I mean, it's a younger coaching staff.
I think the general manager is going to have to step in sometime during this guy's term and to make changes. I think he's very smart. I just don't think he's a guy to put a hammer down and make changes. They're going to have problems there, but they did pick up a nice, young, smart coach. But anyway. So I looked up some of the linebacker coaches from the teams that were still in there for defensive coordinators, and they seem to have the same problems as the Packers.
What do you mean? With the ability to tackle, the ability to get off blocks?
Yep. Some of the teams that like had the best at doing it this year aren't even in the playoffs. So if you make a change, first change, I think go after San Francisco's linebacker coach, Kansas City's, or Tennessee's. And it seems like they struggled in that same area. So I don't know how Kansas City is going to stop San Francisco.
Right. Kansas City, the one thing about their defense is that they have been able to give up yards and points all season long. Now, at times, they're able to stem the tide. And they did a great job of really eliminating or limiting Derrick Henry. But then again, they also took a lead and then forced Tannehill to start throwing the football.
I think Rodgers would have fed off it. I'm not going to blame this on Rodgers. I think he would have fed off it and he would have caught up. But he's seen the writing on the wall when he had to come from behind, and he knew that was a whole different offensive scheme. But my last comment is, those linebackers, they just, like I said, someone's got to go from this. It was so embarrassing. That Martinez has so many tackles. He leads the Packers, leads the league in some categories. Can they get a lot of trade bait from him for a good veteran?
No, he's a free agent.
Well, they got to get something for him, though, right?
No, I mean, you maybe a compensatory pick down the road, but you're not going to get anything. No, he's a free agent. He's free to do whatever he wants, where he wants to go, unless you pay him and then trade him. But beyond that, no. Appreciate the phone call, Todd. When you look at total defense this year. Okay, it's misleading because New England Patriots, they played in a division that was not very good. But you look at, say, San Francisco, they were one of the top defenses overall this year. Buffalo, the Baltimore Ravens had a very solid defense. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers don't get nearly enough credit for the defense that they have either. So if you're going to think about going in different, the Chargers were a decent defense this year. Now, points per game, that's yardage per game. Points per game was just a little bit different this season. I mean, it's not vastly different. Still, New England was number one, Buffalo number two, Baltimore number three. The Bears were number four, Vikings number five, Pittsburgh, as I had mentioned. Kansas City at points per game, they gave up some yardage, but their defense overall was not terrible. They still came in the top 10, San Francisco. So you got two of the – think of this for a minute. You got two of the top 10 defenses going off against one another in the Super Bowl. Kansas City gave up 19.2 points per game. San Francisco gave up 19.4 points per game. The Packers on the season gave up 19.6 points per game, top 10. So you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know what I mean? For the first time in a long time, the Packers were in the top 10 in points given up per game. Per game. You got to think about that. Now, yardage per game, that's a whole different story under the old bend but don't break methodology, okay? Because the Green Bay Packers then were 18th this season. So depending on what it is you believe this defense should be, that's when you make a decision as to whether or not Mike Pettine did a good job or a bad job or a job that needs to be replaced. But when you're in the top 10 in scoring, they ended up in an NFC Championship game. The problem was they just don't have enough nasty. I don't know how else to put it, just nasty. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys all over the state of Wisconsin. They have a location down in Chicago, one in Milwaukee, one in Green Bay. And all you got to do is call them, 414-455-4451. That one number will get you anywhere, okay? 414-455-4451. They've got a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. That's 98%, by the way. Plus, if you have low T, if you have, you know, you're sluggish, you're moody, your energy's down, that kind of thing, you got to call. Just call. Get your numbers checked. It doesn't take you but 10 minutes. Who cares, right? Go in. How you doing? How are we looking? Stick your arm out. How are we looking? And then, if you're looking for the all-in-one weight loss program, they've got it for you. They can put you on the meal plan. They can give you everything you need, daily supplements, the whole thing, and you start losing pounds. So I am down right now. I came in today from the first of the month. Okay, when I really got serious about it, after all the cakes and pies and cookies and everything over the holidays, I am down 18 pounds today. Really, it's 17.6 pounds today in 22 days. Not a bad way to go. You got to stick with it. Don't get me wrong. You know, like today, there's a bunch of pizza in the break room. You got to look at it and go, can't do the pizza. So I had a pretty healthy breakfast this morning. I had some fruits and all that kind of different stuff, and I had a couple of healthy shakes, and I'm good to go. Feel good. But I'm down 18 pounds in 22 days. Come on. You know, so if you're sitting there right now and you're looking down, you're going, man, all I see is my tummy. I can't even see the important parts. Think about it. You just think, well, is my gut leaking or did I wet my pants? You need to call 414-455-4451. We got more right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We are glad you are with us today. Hey, I got to tell you about my guy Lyle out there at J&L Tire Service, serving Johnson Creek in the Watertown area. Been doing it for 25 years, big into philanthropy as well. And whether you're a soccer mom, a deer hunting dad, or maybe you're an over-the-road driver, truck drivers as well, listen up. Right there off of 94 in Johnson Creek, they can do it all, and they are really good at trailer repair and trailer servicing as well. So it doesn't matter what you drive, big rigs all the way down to a soccer mom minivan, whatever it happens to be. Lyle and his staff, they can take care of you. And not only do they want to take care of you, but they want you to come back and they want you to tell friends. And they're just genuinely good people. Right off of 94 in Johnson Creek in Watertown, go to jandltire.com. That's jandltire.com. Thanks to Chris and the gang from ABC Audio Video. They will be giving you some lucky winner, the brand new big screen TV. We're giving that away tomorrow night, and they will get in touch with you and get that thing in your home in time for the big game. And if you want to find out more information about Chris and all the work that he does, which I've trusted him with stuff in my house, and they do unbelievable work, whether it's surround sound or big screens or projections or corporate events, whatever it happens to be, go to abcaudiovideo.com. That's abcaudiovideo.com. So baseball, real quick, I'll deviate away from the Green Bay Packers, but baseball gets a couple of inductees. I was kind of surprised that it was just two. You know what I mean? That it was just Larry Walker and Derek Jeter. Now, we knew Jeter was going in, but I was kind of surprised that it was just two guys. Baseball's fickle that way. You know, you don't get a certain percentage. You're not in. But Derek Jeter came within one vote of being a unanimous pick for the Hall of Fame. Now, the only knock against Derek Jeter was he wasn't a great defensive player. Everybody remembers that little behind-the-back toss in the World Series from years gone by. But he wasn't great defensively, but he was a hell of a leader. And he, when it came to October, man, he was Mr. October, no doubt about it. He was the Yankees' latest version of Mr. October. Larry Walker, he also gets in. Jeter, as I mentioned, longtime Yankees captain. He deserved to be there. And Mariano Rivera, I tell you what, when you talk about the Baseball Writers of America falling just shy of the standard set last year when Mariano Rivera became the first unanimous selection, Jeter's 99.7% voting moved him above Ken Griffey Jr. for the second highest, which Ken Griffey Jr. was why he didn't get a unanimous vote, I'll never know. I'll never know. There was he did not do steroids in a steroid era. He was the best player at his position for a long period of time. And the only thing that derailed him was injury. It wasn't performance. It wasn't the inability to play a certain position. It was just injuries. But that being said, so Jeter is in. Walker got 304 votes, six above the 75% needed and up from 54%, 54.6 last year. So his increase of 22 points, or 22 percentage points, I should say, in his final year of eligibility is the highest among the seven players to get into the Hall of Fame in their last year of eligibility. That's according to ESPN Stats and Information. So Larry Walker played a long time in Colorado. He's in as well. So the Hall will open their arms and open their doors to two new entries. Michael Lombardi, he had some strong words for the Green Bay Packers, regarding the Green Bay Packers. We're going to tell you what it is. Also, Stacey Dale. Our girl Stacey Dale's coming up here in about 25 minutes. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.